morning and welcome to another program of A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, your host, and I'm so glad to be back again as we do every single month and we get the chance to meet community leaders, people who are doing great volunteer work, or people who have their eye on community and are leading our nonprofits. And with us tonight is a good friend of mine. Joining us here in the very fancy, very rainy though outside WDIY studio is Chip Hurd. Welcome, Chip.
Thank you, Laurie. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Chip is here wearing his beautiful cornflower blue United Way quarter zip.
Perfect.
So listeners, if you don't know, Chip Hurd, is the chief philanthropy officer for United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. I can't believe you haven't been here yet, but we're thrilled to have you. We've had the really nice chance to talk with other United Way colleagues of yours. Chris Martin was on recently as a current campaign chair. Chip, let's jump right in with, what does that mean that you're the chief philanthropy officer?
What it really means is I'm in charge, or I oversee all fundraising for United Way, individual donor solicitations, workplace campaigns, of which we have more than 400 workplace campaigns, our stewardship, which is taking care of those donors and thanking them appropriately for all they do for our United Way.
That's wonderful.
And more importantly, the community.
Right, exactly, because that's the ultimate beneficiary. So two questions for you on the intro that you just gave. Workplace campaigns. Can you explain what that is if some of our listeners aren't familiar?
So those are companies, large and small, large being the health networks, 20,000 plus employees each, down to businesses that may have less than 10 employees. So some of our larger ones being Air Products, PPL, Crayola, of course, the health networks. And again, we go into about 300 to 350 of those companies around the valley every single year, talking to employees and leadership about supporting our great community.
That's awesome. And I know I've certainly been part of that with my own company, and I've seen the great work you do. And what is the benefit of a workplace campaign?
I think by and large, many people don't feel they can make a large gift, but almost every workplace campaign offers payroll deduction, where you can give a portion of your paycheck, a percentage or a dollar amount. So you take a large gift and divide that by 26 or 52 pays, that it makes it a lot more palatable to people to say, can you give $1,000? Well, I can't do that, but could you give $20 a week? And there's your $1,000 gift right there. I remember, Laurie, I worked at Air Products right out of college. That was my first job. And so back when I worked there, the goal was typically $400,000 to $500,000, and there was a big thermometer out front, and not a meeting started without the CEO, Dexter Baker, at the time, saying where we were towards our goal. So it was very important to Air Products to support the community and the United Way campaign year over year, and it has continued for the last 30 plus years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I see that same enthusiasm and support from, as you mentioned, from PPL, from, you know, our other Crayola, the other big companies in the valley. Chip, is it hard to ask people for money?
You know, Laurie, people think it is hard to ask for money, and I know you ask for a lot of things too, with all the events and things you support and the company supports, but it's really not. You know, people like you, they want to help you, but bigger than that, they want to help community. And when you get really right down to it, when your impact is good and your results are good and people can see really what their dollar is supporting, it makes it so much easier. So when I started at United Way almost 10 years ago, it was like, you're a fundraiser and you're a marketing person and you're an impact person. But I got everyone, all 60 plus employees in our organization, to realize they truly are fundraisers in their own regard without even ever asking for money. So our impact team is out in community doing good work. They're making it easier for the fundraisers. I could never do their jobs, and they joke they could never do my jobs, but their jobs definitely make my job and my team's job much, much easier.
Love that. Almost got teary.
I wouldn't be the first.
Right. What I especially loved is that you use the word impact. Some people don't realize it's not just a transaction.
It can't be.
Right. Could you talk a little bit more about how a relationship like that truly adds to the impact?
It's longstanding. I was born and raised in the Lehigh Valley, so I have a lot of great friends who would support me if I asked because they're friends. But our impact, you know, helping those families that need to put food on their table and helping those kids be able to read on grade level by third grade, which is an attributing factor to high school graduation rates. The work we do with our seniors in the community is incredible. And, you know, I'm close to being a senior as you are.
Hey, careful. This is being aired
but,
live.
But you can see the work being done. And I think during the pandemic, everyone knew there was food insecurity and homelessness. Mm-hmm. But during the pandemic, you really saw it firsthand. Everyone did. Those companies that could did more, those individuals who could did more. We are incredibly fortunate. You've been here a long time. We've known each other 30 plus years. Our community just thrives on helping those who can. We're one of a few, if not the only United Way that's been up 15 years in a row. And if you look at percentage growth, we're probably in the top handful of high performing United Ways in the country. Percentage growth over the last decade. We're clearly not the largest. There's, you know, Chicago's and Atlanta's and take your pick. But, you know, we're the largest United Way in Pennsylvania now out of nearly 50 United Way. We passed Philadelphia and Pittsburgh a couple of years ago in our revenue for our campaign.
I mean, you have an incredible team. So many of us believe in the mission. What else? Why? What's adding so much to that great success and meeting need?
I think it's we have great companies. We have great mm-hmm. volunteers. Our companies, and I look, you were a former campaign chair and Vince Sorgi and Ashley Russo a couple of years ago, and you had friendly competition. Mm-hmm. You know, the friends at the country club or the wine club or just in community. And I remember you chaired the year after the pandemic started, and you know, you talked to JB and Kathleen Riley and said, you know, am I the right person? How do I do this in a global pandemic? And he's like, we got your back. And I will never forget him saying that to you. And that's every year. It's like the previous year's campaign shows us, you got this. We got your back.
Right.
The community just steps up in times of greatest need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you don't find that in every community.
Right. You mentioned also a really important word and a word that I love, which is stewardship. Could you share a little bit about what that means to you and why it matters in a role like yours?
As much as it's important to ask for money, it's more important to let those donors know what we've done with their money. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a little rule in stewardship, if you will. It's, you know, touch your donor 7 times a year. And that could be, I took them out to lunch. I took them for coffee. I sent them a birthday card. We send them a holiday card. We send them a little letter and let them know what their dollars have done. So just keeping in front and keeping it forward in their mind, what are we doing good with their money? It's not once a year, the old, here's your handout. Mm-hmm. I want money. It's right. What am I doing with that money then? And keeping you engaged is probably the biggest word. And we just hired promoted a woman to our chief engagement officer at United. We never had that position before. That is how critical it is to the success of not only the United Way of the community or the community is stewarding those donors. I always go back to 1986 at Air Products. Again, Dexter Baker, the CEO, at a sales meeting said it takes twice as much money to get a new customer as it does to keep an old one happy. Yeah. And you can think of that with a donor. You know, it's much harder for us to get new donors, but it's easier for me to reach out and say hello and say thank you to an existing donor.
Well, that's just great. I love to hear that. And in addition, you didn't say these words, but I know you do it, and it all has to be sincere and authentic.
Absolutely. People can tell when you're fake.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Get approached so much by people while I'm out shopping or at an event, and they see me and they beeline because they see dollar signs in their eyes. Like,
you're the face of the company. So everywhere you go, I'm sure people are tapping you on the shoulder. Can you help? Can we talk about this? And it's even the wealthy of the wealthy companies and individuals have limits. I mean, you're not an empty bank. I mean,
honestly. Have you ever been turned down?
Absolutely.
And how does that feel and how do you handle that?
I think about training new fundraisers. Yeah. You're probably going to hear no more than you hear yes in your life when asking for money, and you don't change how you do it.
Right.
It could be it's not the right time in my life. I have 2 kids in college. I'm taking care of elderly parents. You know, I'm paying off my student debts. It's not a no. It's a kind of no, not now.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we ask for a large sum and, you know, you work your way back. Oh, I can't do this amount, but could we do this amount? So it's not always a hard no, but you can't have thin skin in this business. Mm-hmm. You just can't, because you are going to hear no more than you hear yes.
What advice would you have for a young person who's choosing to, or who may be choosing to go into the field of development or fundraising?
That's a really good question. You have to be passionate about what you do. You have to believe in what you do. I can sell something to anyone, but if I don't truly believe in it, I think the individual you're talking to kind of sees that. It's just, and you said this earlier, it can't be just transactional.
Right.
That doesn't work if it's if you don't believe in what we're doing, even though we like each other, you're not going to give to the capacity that you have. And I think be a little thick-skinned. Don't let every little thing that's said about you or the organization get you down, because it can't. And I think partnerships is a big thing. Who else can help you, either individuals or companies? And we have hundreds of nonprofit partners that we work with every single year. I always like to say a rising tide raises all boats. Mm-hmm. So when Valley Youth House is doing well, New Bethany is doing well. And when we're doing well, you know, another one, Boys and Girls Club's doing well. You know, we all win and lose together in the community. And that's really what it's all about, community, when you come down to it.
So you started out after college in a corporate role. Mm-hmm. How did you get into this? How did you find yourself where you are right now as the head of philanthropy?
It's funny. I graduated from Muhlenberg College. I've always been involved with the college. And when our son, who will be 31, was born, he was going to swim lessons down at the Y, one of our partners. And my wife met another wife who had a young daughter. And they got started talking. And what, you know, I went to Muhlenberg, but her husband was the head of fundraising at Muhlenberg. And he said, she said, my husband has a position open. Your husband sounds like it might be a great fit. And the next thing you know, I'm working at Muhlenberg College and then worked in Philadelphia for many, many years and wasn't looking for a job. And Greg Potter, who is United Way's labor liaison, said, you got to meet Dave Lewis. You guys are like kindred spirits, you know, brothers. And I did. And the next thing you know, I'm working at United Way for almost 10 years. Nice. And it's been an amazing, amazing job.
We can tell whenever you see you. You know when somebody's exactly where they should be, so happy, so satisfied, and certainly that's you.
It's been terrific. And I remember back in the mid-80s, you and I met. I was at Muhlenberg College mm-hmm. working and doing some leadership development for students. Mm-hmm. And I said, who can I find in the Valley to come talk to a couple of groups? And mm-hmm. lo and behold, here's Lori Hackett.
That
since the mid-90s, actually,
yes.
We've known each other.
Exactly. I love it. Chip, who are some mentors? Is there a mentor you've had? Who was it that helped show you the way?
A fellow I worked with who's now retired named Fritz Ruxius. He worked at Muhlenberg College. He was our head of planned giving. And then he went to Thomas Jefferson University in Philly. And I was working at Muhlenberg when our former president, Arthur Taylor, kind of left. And I knew a new guy would be bringing in kind of his own development team. And I called Fritz and I said, I'm going to start looking for a job. He's like, I have a couple. Pick the one you want. We've worked together for so many years. We know each other. And literally the first time I started at Jefferson was my first day at Jefferson. And to this day, we're still friends. We were just texting over the weekend, and just a terrific, terrific guy and big part of my life.
That is a sure sign of you just, first of all, you never know when people are going to come back.
You don't.
In and out of your life.
And it's funny. I have a woman who works for United Way now who has worked for me 3 times. And I brought her here, and then she took a new job within United Way. She was our number two in fundraising. Now she's doing stuff with our strategic technology and data. So data is very, very important, too. And Lauren heads up, you know, our strategic mm-hmm. initiative. So she's been with me 3 times.
Such a good lesson for anybody listening who's getting started in career to remember the importance of networking, staying connected.
I always try to think, if I had a job opening, who would I call?
Right.
Immediately. And I don't like to poach from other places,
right.
but that's the part of stewardship, keeping in touch with people. And, you know, I'm not going to steal you, but hey, do you know we have a position open? Now, mm-hmm. that's up to you if you want to apply or not. But
right.
but always thinking short term till retirement. So who's going to take over for me in another mm-hmm. year or two? Always trying to think in the back of your mind, who would be a great team player?
Right. To take our organization
to the next level.
To the next
absolutely.
Level. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Chip, thank you.
We're done?
We're done
already.
Oh,
this is crazy.
I know. We should have an hour-long show.
I'd love it.
We truly could sit here.
We could.
For a long time.
We didn't even talk about golf or anything else.
I know, we didn't. But Chip, before we end, anything we didn't talk about? Anything that you want to share about your work? Or
this is the greatest job I've ever had because it's in my community where I was born and raised. My kids were raised. You know, I worked at, you know, Air Products, one of our big companies. It's just been a dream come true. And I've had great leadership with Dave Lewis, who was our president and who retired a year or so ago, and now Marcy Lesko and our whole executive team. But we just make each other better, and the community makes us better too.
Well said. Well said. And with that, listeners, again, we were joined here by Paul Chip Hurd, who is Chief Philanthropy Officer for United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley. Thanks again for being here,
My
Chip.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be right back.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years. providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Petey Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, your host, and we just had a wonderful conversation with Chip Hurd from United Way. And now we're excited to continue that energy and that storytelling, because with us now here in the studio is Tiffany Sondergaard. And Tiffany is the CEO of TS Brand Elevation. Welcome, Tiffany.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here today. And I get to follow up.
That's right.
United Way. So this is great.
Well, you came in here like this ball of enthusiasm and energy and spirit.
Aww.
So we're so excited just to really get to know you and to share kind of who you are and what you do with our listeners.
Yes.
So jump in. What do you want to start with?
Well, first, I just want to say I'm super excited to be here because, I mean, who doesn't watch the show? Who doesn't follow you? You're an amazing community leader that we've all been looking at, right, and taking notes from for years. And then, you know, being in the nonprofit world, we all listen to the show and get some great advice about, you know, what's happening with the nonprofits and how to really further their message here in the Lehigh Valley and across regionally. So,
well, thank you. I really appreciate that. So let's talk about brand elevation marketing,
yes,
all that you do. Tell us about your company.
So TS Brand Elevation handles strategic and creative public relations campaigns, event marketing and management, and talent management for individuals, corporations, and brands within the U.S. and hopefully internationally soon.
How much work do you do here in the Lehigh Valley? Because your reach is big.
Right.
Tell us about the Lehigh Valley work.
I would say that probably 60 to 70% of the work that I do is in the Lehigh Valley. And to synchronize it with what we're talking about today, I work with probably a dozen nonprofits each year, helping with their branding, writing their press releases, helping to make sure that their messages, you know, their messaging is heard and gets out there so that we could share it and further those missions and get better support.
I love that. What have you found in the nonprofits that you've worked with who are good at so many things, but I'm guessing there are areas like branding or marketing that they're not as good at? Tell us a little bit about how you then come in for greater impact.
Sure. So let's say that let's take someone like a nonprofit like Bloom for Women, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Yes.
Carol and Vicky, and everyone over there.
And so they are often working on multiple things at one time, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, some nonprofits are, I would say, have a single mission, but I would say that Bloom for Women is very good at taking one theme and having little side projects that all correlate, mm-hmm, and come back to the same mission. And so when it comes to them, they're always launching something new, you know, whether it is a new house or reaching a new aspect of survivors, like when they opened the home for the pregnant women or the, mm-hmm, women with the babies. And then they started a podcast. And then, you know, they started working with our political leaders, you know, at the foundation of what happens when a woman gets arrested for prostitution or modern day slavery. So when it comes to them, you know, they always have something new to say. And I really love working with them to kind of really hone in on, mm-hmm, what those areas are, writing the press releases, distributing the information, and working then with the news to get it out.
Do you feel sometimes with all of that, with that great example, that sometimes your job is to take a higher look and maybe make sure that they're staying committed to,
yes,
their strategy or reel them in a little bit?
Absolutely. Yes, most definitely. I mean, and that's definitely something that really comes in handy when I'm working with someone like Eric Aquino. So Eric Aquino is the founder of Grace Strong Foundation, and he himself is Parkinson's. He's really the face of early onset Parkinson's. He was diagnosed on his 40th birthday. You know, and people really think that Parkinson's is sort of an older folks' disease, and, mm-hmm, that's not the case anymore. And so Eric was, you know, diagnosed in his 40s, and For him, that is definitely the case because, you know, he's now a Michael J. Fox ambassador and a Parkinson's Foundation ambassador, and he tours the world. I think we had him in Spain last summer. But then he also has these other projects like art, and he has a coloring book that he did, and then he wrote a book, and it's all of these things. And I have to sort of, like you said, take a look over top and figure out, well, how does this all comes back to Parkinson's? How can we make sure that we incorporate, maybe add another element so that it does, you know, relate back to Parkinson's, and then, you know, incorporate everything in one solid branding package so that it's all streamlined.
Love it. Love it. And I think nonprofits, I mean, they just must be so appreciative and grateful for your help, because that's not, for many of them, that's not their skill set.
Right, right.
I know we're just coming off the Greater Auto Dealers.
Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers Association.
Yeah, what was your role with that?
So, first of all, Dan Moyer is the executive director, and Sarah Dams, who, you know, Sarah Dams, who is also part of the Women's Business Council here, is their creative director, right? Advertising and marketing, and she handles that. And Sarah brought me in last year to help support her. And this year I had a little bit of a larger role, but I help with the public relations, help coordinate. You know, each day there's so many different things going on that, just like we said before, I kind of reel them all together, make sure we have the times, the dates, the places, like this, like, oh, the vets are on the patio, but the pit crew is in this building, and just make sure that we streamline everything. And there's kind of a list every day of what's going on. Make sure that the press releases and the media alerts are out. Make sure that, you know, I'm checking in with, I mean, when you, on Saturday alone, we had 30,000 attendees.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, we still had a dozen press that's around, and I have to make sure everybody gets interviewed and everybody gets their B-roll, and it's great. And then this year we actually incorporated the Pit Crew Challenge, which was interactive. It was for the kids. It was such a super hit. And, you know, it was one of the items that I had presented in a proposal, and Sarah helped pitch it to Dan, and it made it in, and it was, and it's a success. And I'm like, I'm still reeling off of that, because I'm like, it made it in, and it was successful, and it was awesome. And that also goes back to benefit the Auto Dealers Association charity initiatives that they do throughout the year.
Wonderful.
They give about 150 grand a year to charities, including a Christmas holiday party for children.
And that's what's so important at the end of it. Everything you did helped them towards that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tiffany, what got you into this field? Was there somebody who inspired you when you were younger or in another role? How did you get here?
I think that's funny that you asked that. Actually, Oprah. Oprah was the first Black woman that I saw on TV in a role that I, even as a young person, could see myself doing.
Love that.
Yes, you know. Before that, it was the Huxtables, and I was like, I'm not really, don't want to be a doctor or a lawyer. And so it was Oprah. And so I went to school for mass communications, and I always say this, for advertising and public relations, and did all the things, wrote for the newspaper, was on-air talent, you know. And
did everything.
And did everything. And had a radio show.
Oh, how wonderful.
I did, but unlike you, I didn't think I was as good as it is you are, so, yeah.
So was there a person in your life? Was there? I understand you're motivated by Oprah. You saw her as a fantastic role model. Was there someone that really touched your life in some of the roles that you've had that has been a true mentor?
Sure. I would have to say Joetta Clark Diggs.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So Joetta Clark Diggs, who we all know, graduated from Tennessee, started, you know, her running career in Tennessee. I lived in Chattanooga, Tennessee for many years, and people don't know that. So I know that she was a Lady Vols, you know, and she also has a public relations background. Yes. So she has been very instrumental in keeping me on track through my career over the last few years, you know.
Do you find that you have the time to then turn around and do that for some women coming up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I will say this. I haven't really found someone to do that with in the public relations realm, but in the event management realm, most definitely. I mean, the Lehigh Valley has thousands of events each year. And so there are young women that are coming up in the event planning, you know, business and industry that I'm pouring into, you know, just absolutely pouring into. So,
you know, we go to so many events. I know you do too. I see you at them. Would you not agree? A lot of people think they can do an event.
Yes.
But then you go to one and you're like, I've been sitting at this table for 2 hours. When's the program going to start?
Right. So, exactly.
So it's a science.
Definitely a science. I mean, and not only is there a science, I mean, even before you get to that, there is so many things. Even if you take, for instance, event decor, you know, it's like if you didn't budget for some really good event decor, it can make a difference. Like if this is going to be an award ceremony or a fundraiser.
Exactly.
You really need to think about that, you know. Yep. So I really am helping, I think, bring some things to light for some of these younger event planners that are making their way in the industry.
That's awesome. And I meet a lot of young people who are really interested in it. So it's great that they have you. Tiffany, what about some nonprofits? We have a lot of, obviously, nonprofits that make this valley so great.
Yes.
I've had the really great opportunity to have them here on this show, or I work with them in community. What ideas or advice do you have overall for nonprofits?
So here's my nonprofit PSA. You know, and we all know and let know that these volunteers, they are sacrificing their time with their families. They are giving their resources and they are giving their time. But I think it's also very important to remember to support them, right? To support your volunteers, support your board. It takes 1 second to share their social media post. You know, it doesn't hurt to share. If they send an email blast out about an upcoming event, you know, support them and resend that to your network. I think we have to remember that it's not just that it's a give and take. And so, you know, be sure to pour into your volunteers and your board members just as much as they sacrifice to pour into you.
So well said. Really appreciate that. Tiffany, when you look back at all the opportunities that you have, that you're currently involved with, that you've been done in the past, is there a moment that you thought, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm doing exactly what I ought to be doing?
Yes. So I would say I maybe have had a few of those moments. One was the very first time I was able to help the founder of BW Nice, you know, have a segment on the news. BW Nice handles, you know, is for domestic violence survivors. And I'm even getting choked up now. But domestic violence, you know, comes in many different forms. It's not just physical. It's also emotional. It's also psychological and can be financial. And I think that, you know, when all of those are in sync, or, you know, when all of those are incorporated into an abusive relationship, we get the result, which is hurt people that continue to hurt people. And the first time that I was able to help her share her message, it just kind of culminated for me in a way that that I'll always remember.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Meaningful for her and life-changing really for you as well.
Right. It was the first time that I had gotten, I think, a really, you know, over a 30-second clip on a news station here in the Lehigh Valley. And it was for a nonprofit. And it was for a nonprofit that was really dear to my heart at the time.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. We're coming to the end of our time, unfortunately. But Tiffany, here's a question for you. And you're a big idea person. If you had the attention of the entire Lehigh Valley for 5 minutes, what would you say?
If you can help, help.
That's so beautiful. How do you think people can best help?
I think that, you know, everyone has something in their life where they thought that they could have done better, right? And then I also think that if we are a very community-oriented group here in the Lehigh Valley, we're big on supporting each other. I think we need to remember to look at our own neighbors. You know, I moved from the north side down here to the south side. I actually live really close to the studio. And you know, I'll take just for instance an example. So at the end of the auto show, there were these coloring books that were left. Well, I grabbed 3 boxes that when I leave here, I'm going to drop off at Donegan Elementary School.
Fabulous.
And so I think I could have left those boxes there and been like, I really don't want to carry these to the car. It is Sunday. It is 6 p.m. I've been working for 4 days. Like, they'll figure it out. Or I can pull up my boots and drag 4 cases of coloring books to my car and then drop them off at Donegan Elementary School. So I think, you know, I think you just have to think beyond yourself and just know it could always be worse. And so how can you help?
Mm-hmm. Recognize your own gifts.
Yes.
And recognize what you can and what you cannot do and just dive in, move forward with that.
Yes.
Tiffany, thank you so much for being with us.
We really
appreciate it. Listeners, again, we were joined tonight by Tiffany Sondergaard, and Tiffany is the CEO of TS Brand Elevation. I hope to see you soon, Tiffany.
Thank you, Lori. This has been fabulous.
All right. Thanks, all. And listeners, remember that you can tune in to WDIY on our app or anywhere that you stream your programs to hear more episodes of A Closer Look and the other incredible programming that we do here at WDIY. Thanks all for listening, and we'll see you next time on A Closer Look.